Hello, guys. Hello, hello, hello. How you guys doing? It's your girl, Kamara A. Unique, and I am so grateful to be back. This is the A. Unique Beauty Podcast, where we talk all things beauty and God. It's been a minute. I know it has been a minute, and I, you know, honestly, when I have really not much to give, I don't try too hard to force anything. I was also in a transition period with God that, you know, was changing my life again. I feel like this entire past year has been a transition period with Him, but I'm just trusting the process and really, truly trusting God. And so I just thank you guys for still engaging with me on social media, checking in when I disappear and saying, hey, girl, where you at? You good? You good? You all right? Yes, I am okay. I am fine. There's a lot of things that I've learned about myself in this time of quietness and stillness. I've learned that my obedience with God is just like, it's still there. It's still there. My faith in Him is still there. No matter what I've been through and what I've experienced, I'm still trusting and believing in Him, which I'm really grateful for, and really happy that I went through the things that I experienced. And one thing I also learned was that I started to basically use the things that I've experienced. It became my identity. I learned that it became who I was. It became this place of being a victim. And those things that I experienced became the first thing that I spoke about or shared about a lot when it came down to me, like connecting with other people and meeting people and introducing myself. It became this thing of like, God moved me to LA, and then all things hit the fan when I did. but instead of me taking the lessons that I learned about why things kind of went south when I moved here, was you shared it too soon. It shouldn't have been shared when it was. I should have kept that a secret between me and God. I also felt like I was sharing a little bit too much on social media. So you may see that I have completely scaled back from sharing a little bit too much about my personal life or what I'm doing and what I am about and what I'm going through and anything like that. Because a lot of the times I don't want anyone pitying me to support my brand or to support me as a person. I want people to actually be joyful when it comes to the support that you feel, because you're not just supporting Kamara, you're supporting God's business. This is 100% a business created by God, and it has nothing to do with any influence, anything to do with me or anything or people that I've worked with. This is solely about my relationship and love for Christ and how I can get more people to understand that I love Him and that if we pick up our crosses and follow Him, then you can see a change happen in your life that's going to blow your mind. Which makes me get down into today's podcast. Today's podcast is called The Beauty of Your Testimony. It's such a beautiful thing to be able to share your testimony and sharing the things that God has done for you and what He has pulled you out of. But it's also very important to share it in His timing. I have a few more testimonies that's happened since I've been quiet, and it's not time yet to share those things. When the time does come for me to share, of course, you know, I'm going to be bragging about my Jesus, because that's all I like to do, is to brag about my Lord. Okay. Hello. All right. So today's podcast is, you know, even though I'm coming from a long break, I've missed you guys, and you know, you've missed me. But the last time I was on, I did share my testimony of God making it clear to me that suffer not a witch to live is the truth. That is also in Exodus 22:18. If you guys ever wanted to know, suffer not a witch to live is in the is inside the Bible. It's in different messages. It says stuff. Do not allow any woman or man that practices sorcery to live. They shall not live. They shall, you know. That's a whole nother podcast for another day, though. But we're going to go into, he made it very clear to me that Suffer Not a Witch to Live was his truth and was who he is as a Jehovah Gabor, the God who fights for us. And when he burned down the altar, he burned down that witch's altar for me and snatched me up by my neck. I didn't quite understand how impactful it would have been on my life, because at that time I didn't understand God's character. I think if we truly understand who God is, and understand his character, most likely we would not fall into those traps of following the occult or following witchcraft, or thinking that this is an easier way out, or maybe this is something that God has created for us to have out. Because a lot of people think that doing the occult and doing the practices of it is part of what God has created for us. I think God has allowed those things to happen just so that you can fall into it and go in and go fall, just so that you can go into it. But all of it is to find out that truly that his blood still works, and that none of those things actually really are is needed. They were also, he allowed it to happen because I mean, I think from my story per se, that he allowed me to go into it because he needed me to also go into seek him. I was into it deep because I was always seeking God. It was always something where I was like, well, is God here? Is this about God? Is God about this? Is God for this? I would always ask those questions. I never failed to ask if God was a part of something. And most of the times, yes, the answer was yes, God is a part of it. But it wasn't that God was a part of it. It was that they had to ask God for permission in order to do the things that they've done. When you have the authority that God has given you, and you know that you can just walk fully in the blood and understanding who God is to us and who he has called us to be, we don't really have to say, God, is it okay to declare Suffer Not a Witch to Live? No, we declare and decree Suffer Not a Witch to Live. And he backs it up because it's his word. So anyway, let me go back. So I think that if I truly understood who God was and understood his who he is to me, I most likely would not have gotten caught up in that mess. I did, you know, in the mess that I did, searching for God in all the wrong places and seeking inner healing and deliverance and dabbling in things that wasn't truly him. I was watching a interview today with this celebrity. I think it was Megan something. She was in like the Transformers movie. And Megan Fox. And she basically shared that she did ayahuasca. And when she did, she went to hell. And it was, and I remember being one of those people that actually wanted to seek ayahuasca and going to it, because you basically are told that you face your demons and you confront them. I just want my demons delivered and gone and out of it. You know what I'm saying? I want anything that is trying to attach itself to me to be gone in the name of Jesus. And I think that people are doing things that are so extra and exhausting, and you're finding yourselves in opening the doors to hell in your life and not really realizing that it's not God. And and everyone is seeking that supernatural, experience of that only God can give us, you know? I remember being that girl who had the black tourmaline crystals in every corner of my cute apartment in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, wearing a Buddha chain with a rose quartz wrapped around it and an evil eye hanging from it. And I think, wow, look, I was really tired, you know, always thinking that, you know, let me worry about the energy and worry about the energy of the people, and not understanding that who I truly was and the dominion that I carried. When everything happened, I didn't share my testimony because I was scared. I didn't know anybody that had a testimony that sounded like mine or that made me relate to what they were like to, or I didn't find anyone that even could relate to what I went through. A lot of my friends that were of God and were with Christ would basically be like, girl, you abort that girl. All right, cool. You know, all right, I'm just going to pray for you. But nobody actually really took the time to school me on God, except for one friend that basically led me to Christ, and we fasted and prayed together. And so, yeah, you know, no one really actually made me feel like welcomed when it came to it. I remember sharing my testimony with a leader at my church, and she told me, she was like, if I were you, I would not share that testimony with anyone because you don't want anyone to make you feel like, you know, you don't want anybody at the church to not want to talk to you or hang out with you. You just want to just have, you know, keep it low key in here and everything. And I was like, okay. And so it made me feel like something was wrong with me. It made me feel like my testimony would make others actually not want to be around me. It made me feel like my testimony would make others think that I was still dabbling in those things and whatever. It made me feel like God was angry with me. It didn't make me feel safe in the Christian world. It made me feel uncomfortable. And so I want to make it very clear to anybody that is listening to this, that has a powerful testimony, no matter what that testimony is, that your story is not too weird. Your story is not too ridiculous. Your story is not terrible. And your story, and even if anybody decides to not want to be around you, my truth is I'm seeing that now. I'm seeing that once I put out my testimony, that I lost a lot of people that I thought would be a part of my team. I thought I had people that would understand, but what people don't understand is that the same things that you're dabbling in, I've been through it. I met every demon you can think of face to face and know what they look like, their mannerisms, their characteristics, everything about them. I know that none of that stuff actually truly works. And if it does work, you're getting power from something that is not of God. And I know that my truth that I carry now makes people so uncomfortable that they have to actually really face the things that they're doing and say, is this right? Is this okay? Are the thoughts that I'm thinking okay? So I understand that, but I'm here to share with you guys that it's okay for you to stand up and share the goodness of God, that you're still here to tell your testimony, to still here to tell your story, that he's pulled you up, that he's pushed you through it, that he's told you to go and do something that sounded crazy and you actually did it. And then next thing you know, people were set free from that. So please do not feel uncomfortable. Do not feel a way about sharing your testimony, sharing your truth, sharing who you are. That God is pleased when we share his goodness, you know. Revelations 12:11 says they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens and you who dwell in them. Triumph means a great victory happened by the blood of Christ shed for us. Christ shed for us that grants us mercy and grace by our testimony. But our testimonies helps us to win battles the enemy may try to send. Boasting about God's goodness and releasing our testimonies allows us to get out of his way so that he can do something new again in our lives, in Jesus' name. In Matthew 5:14, it says, you are the light of the world, a town built on a hill, and you cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and gives light to it and to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify the Father in heaven. Part of my good deeds is to share my testimony with others and be the light that God has called me to be here on this earth. It makes me think of the woman at the well. God has been having me really study the woman at the well. I kind of feel like I am that woman at the well who felt like she was not enough, felt like she could not even go and draw water at the same time as the other women. She would go at in the middle of the day, which was at 12 o'clock. And it was the hottest part of the day because, you know, the sun is the brightest at 12 o'clock. So it was the hottest part of the day. And she would go and draw water at the well. And Christ met her there. You know, like he sat there and he waited for her and he asked her for a drink of water. And she felt so shame. One, she was so shamed about everything that was going on in her life that she really did not even have her eyes open to see that it was God himself speaking to her. And I think about it and I'm like, I don't want to be so shamed about who I am and the things that I've experienced that I miss out on God actually coming to me and saying something to me and speaking to me, and miss out on that whole entire experience. You know, his love for her that he showed her that time, during that time, showed that it made her feel loved. It made her feel affirmed. It made her feel seen by God. It made her feel that, it made her feel like, wow, I don't know who this man is, but he knew everything about me and he still respected me. And in John 4:39, because this is in John 4, she said, it says, many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did, is what the woman says. And I was writing this and I was just like studying this word and I'm like, wow, God, I don't want to be afraid to be seen by you, God. The most healing and cleansing thing that we can do is confess our thoughts and sins to God because he already knows all. But because of his love and grace that will empower us to share our testimony with others, that inspires them to also follow him too. The Samaritan woman who became one of the first evangelists went to the well with a spirit of shame. But God, being El Roi, the God who sees, waited for her and told her he saw her. She couldn't at first see who he was because the shame was blocking her sight. And in the name of Jesus, I bind any person that is walking now and listening to this with the spirit of shame in Jesus' name. May we find the courage to love our testimonies and our stories because it's what's molded us to be who God has called us to be. May we be open to seeing Christ at the well and rush to give him a cup of water so in return that we may never thirst. When Christ asked the Samaritan woman about her husband, he wasn't doing that to shame her. He did that to let her know that El Roi, the God who sees all, still accepted her for everything she came with. We have to trust that God accepts us for our mistakes and that his blood washes us clean. In John 4:42, they said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves and we know that this man really is the savior of the world. Our testimonies are the seeds that God uses to plant in others. All we have to do is share our truth and he does the rest. Of course, our testimonies will help them believe, but to prove his love, he will meet them right where they are. Let God be God. Let God be God. I like to say God be God. Let God be God, y'all. And be joyful about your testimonies and shout it out to the world. We defeat the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by speaking our testimonies. And sharing our testimonies is another way of dying to self, that we are overcomers, that we are more than conquerors. And if God is for us, then who can be against us? We also know that when we share our testimonies, it's also allowing God to affirm us and allowing God to remind us that even though we did those things and even though we experienced certain things, that he still affirms us and he still sees us and he still accepts us. The beauty of being affirmed and loved by God and realizing it. Most people look at Christ as a genie in a bottle, that if I have something to show the world, God loves me. But the mere fact of him affirming us daily, sustaining us when we couldn't see fit, and protecting us from daily battles. And the number one thing is that God the Father sent his son Christ to the earth so that we may have another chance at grace and mercy. And because of his sacrifice, dying for us on the cross, Jesus showed us that what is meant to be what is meant to have a friend before anyone. And I like to think that because he walked the earth, that he was able to give God a full breakdown on what it was like to truly be a human so that we received even more grace than we were supposed to. Because, I mean, being a human, listen, like, we're not God, right? And so being a human is like we have feelings, we have emotions. Sometimes we may, you know, have doubt come in or confusion come in to make us think that we should go another way when God said to do another. So I think that God the Father was so gentle about sending Christ to this earth so that he can really truly understand. It was like, it was kind of like a social experiment. Sending Christ to earth was a social experiment for God, where he basically wanted to know what are my children? I know them because I see them and I mean, my eyes is on them and stuff, but who are they? What are they really like? So shout outs to Jesus for being that. God the Father said that he knew us before he formed us in our mother's wombs. He taught us that love was patient and kind, which is a characteristic of God that I admire. I chase God because of his patience and his kindness and love towards me. No matter what he is, he is always there for me. And I can't help but to be grateful for that. I realize that his true love for me started when I started to do the work of inner healing and deliverance. And I had to face my past like the Samaritan woman at the well. But like her, he showed me all of me, and he did it in the most gentle and loving way that only God can do. The beauty of knowing God's character helps us to always have the evidence of who he is, that he is testing our faith and is only to remind us to remember his character and to trust who he has always been to us. A God who sees all, a God who provides all, a God who will war for us, a God who will restore us, a God who will always bring justice to his children. We just merely have to get out of his way and let him do what he do. Let him do what he do. Just get out of the way and surrender your life back to God and let him do what he do. Okay. I have also learned that I had to let go of the steering wheel and let him take control. Letting go of control allows me to taste and see the goodness of God, and not just the power of it, but his truth and his love for who he is to me. And it helps me to stick beside him daily. You know, my friend Robin, we were on the phone and I got to give her credit for this because it was hilarious. She was like, you know that meme where we're talking about a woman is talking about her man, and she's like, yeah, that's my man. Mm-hmm. That's my man. Yeah, yeah, that's him. And it's like, could you imagine the meme of Christ? Yeah, that's my Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's my Jesus. Yeah, that's him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the guy asks, oh, so this is your man? Yeah, 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 that's my man. And I'm going to stick beside him. I'm going to stick beside him, and I'm going to share my testimonies, and I'm going to share the things that I've experienced, and I'm going to help people overcome the things that they're going through by the power of my testimony. And I thank God every day for the powerful testimony that he has given me. I thank God every day for the powerful experiences that I've had from moving to LA, from New York, and not understanding what could happen and not knowing how anything can happen, and even losing people, losing clients, which has happened to me, losing so much, but gaining so much more on the inside of who I am and who I've been called to be. And so I pray that this speaks to each and every one of you. I'm also going to be doing a Woman at the Well giveaway. And with this giveaway, I want you guys to share with me, what are your testimonies? I'm going to do a post about it. And then basically on that post, I just want to share. And it doesn't have to be so, you know, deep or whatever. But whatever your truth is, share that truth and share your testimony with us on Kamara A Unique Beauty on the Instagram. Follow the Instagram, Kamara A Unique Beauty, and then you'll win. I'm still ironing out what I'm going to be giving, but I know it's going to be some lashes, like maybe a full set of lashes and something cute that I'm going to be putting together for you guys. So please share your testimonies with me when you see the post go up. It should go up by Monday. And I look forward to talking with you guys. I'm also going to go live this week and go deeper into sharing our testimonies and do a Bible study on it. And I look forward to seeing you guys there. So meet me. I believe I'm going to do it on Monday, tomorrow around 1 o'clock Pacific Coast time. And so I look forward to that too. And shout outs to you guys, and God bless you, and thank you.